Is it just me, or is this the episode of Shadowhunters we have been waiting for? Clace, Sizzy, so much to talk about, we can't wait, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Shadow Squad, for tuning in to this week's AfterBuzz TV Shadowhunters After Show. We have a lot of stuff to break down, like those sexy Malik scenes, Simon finally being free of the mark of Cain and his new connection with Izzy, and of course, Clary being saved and her beautiful kiss with Jace in Paris. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and I am joined by my two amazing co-hosts, Dakota T. Jones.
What is up, you guys? Yes, lots to talk about, lots of action going on, and lots of love.
And Yael Teagle, yay! Oh,
I'm so happy to be here. I have so much to say about Shadowhunters. Also, I'm live in the chat, so if you're watching us live, chat with me. And I will, if you say something that I think is interesting, then I will say it out loud. But if I don't, other people probably did, but I missed it, really, is what happened.
If I don't, then you won't.
Yeah.
No, we love hearing from you guys in the chat, truly. And we're excited to have you, Yael.
Yeah,
we've all worked together in different capacities, like over years.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a really fun panel for you guys, I think. Overall thoughts of this episode. Let's start with you, Yael.
I loved this. I think you're right, Dakota. I think we've been waiting for a lot of this.
Yeah.
I feel like this show, I was saying this earlier, has been dealing with the same issue from the beginning, and it's Jonathan. And as much as I want to be like, oh, he's evil, those cheekbones, I'm just so distracted.
It's like, in the flesh, it's like, finally.
Yeah, that flesh is beautiful. So I'm really enjoying where we're going, and I like that we're tying things up, we're wrapping up these stories, and I'm really excited to see how it all ends.
I know.
Yes. It's really crazy, honestly, because we are only just like a few episodes, less than 10 episodes now, right? From it ending.
So we have 10 left, I believe. So this is, this is the second of 3B.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we only have like 9 weeks because the last is a two.
It's a movie.
Oh my gosh. I know. I said it last week. I'll say it again. I'm very happy that they let them kind of have this movie to wrap it up because there's a lot of loose ends we got to tie up very, very quickly. But when we were talking earlier, yes, we've been dealing with this Jonathan issue for so long, and I'm like, well, there was Valentine for a long time, but that's pretty much the same thing. I mean, they're both just so evil, and the fact that Jonathan learned from Valentine, it's just been a mess, and I just cannot wait to see what happens, but it complicates everything now that Clary feels everything that Jonathan feels, and vice versa.
Yes, they are linked, magically linked. I feel like that has been in my dictionary since I was a little girl. I know what that meant, you know, charmed. I was like, well.
Yeah.
But I loved it. The thing, though, as much as I loved that they were in Paris, and by the way, they were actually in Paris.
Right!
You know, if you follow the actors on social media, they were in Paris. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, is this why the show got canceled too high of a budget? Why'd they take him to Paris? They could have given a backdrop on the Universal lot. Come on, you guys. I mean, we could have sacrificed this beautiful Paris episode for the show not being canceled. But I'm sure that's not why it was canceled. But
let's not start that.
Everyone's going to be like, are you kidding
me? It was because of Paris.
I assume they heard they were canceled and went, well, screw it. We're going to Paris then.
They didn't know yet, actually. Yeah, I know that they did not know. But
that would have been a good that would have been a good way to go out.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I'd go to Paris too.
Yeah.
But I did really like it. I loved seeing Meliorn again. And I enjoyed all of those scenes down there or up there, wherever the
wherever the
Sealy Court is. And of course, we get to see Sizzy. And we saw like a real connection and chemistry between them, which we're going to get into. Mm. But I loved this episode. Speaking of chemistry, Malik. Woohoo!
Okay. Oh my goodness. Ever since I saw it, I was like, I gotta tell the panel. That fight scene where they were training, I was all about it. And then later when Magnus was like, I can't train with you because I keep wanting to kiss you, I was like, kiss is not what you want to do. And I get it. I'm all about, yes, they are so great together. And the idea that, like, now we're dealing with his mortality, I like this storyline for them. We're no longer dealing with, you know, Alec being a baby gay and Magnus feeling like he's holding him back. We're dealing with something real. We're dealing with things that humans deal with all the time.
Yeah.
When you lose a friend, it makes you very much question your own mortality. And I like that they're dealing with things that are not magic related.
Yeah, because, I mean, Magnus always was the one to be like, okay, Alec, you really need to slow down. Like, let's enjoy our time together. And Alec was always like, I gotta work. Well, now the roles are reversed, and Magnus feels like he only has so much time left, and he's just trying to do everything. And now it's Alec's turn to kind of step up and be like, you need to settle down. Stop, take time, smell the roses, because otherwise all these moments are going to be fleeting.
I completely agree, and I just love the little nuances within their relationship, the little jokes that, you know, they keep on throwing. I almost said Magnus. The first season, I couldn't stop saying Magnus, and I couldn't say the word.
I love that.
Magnus. 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 I think finally Magnus, Don Sherwood came in and he was like, you mean Magnus? Yeah. And I was like, I guess so. But I really like that they're giving him really funny lines. You know, orange juice. Last week it was eyeliner. Mm-hmm. And a lot sexier scenes, and I just kind of feel, in a way, like the TV mother of this relationship. Like, we've seen it grow from the beginning and, like, for years now. And it just makes me proud. I'm like, wow, they really work towards this. You know, this isn't unnatural. Like, these two men love each other so much. And this isn't something that was rushed into. And we saw, like, it from the first time that they even met. And I love it. I think it's really sweet.
I know. I do feel like we're TV parents. We watch all these relationships grow. And we help it culture. And we're like, no, come back this way. Come back.
That's so cute. I'm the TV on who's like, yeah, you do what you gotta do. I got you. Use protection. I'll throw you condoms. Like, I'm that on.
I love it.
And, you know, Alec has always kind of been, for me, a character that was, I wish, you know, he could have some more emotion and we could see a more human Alec. Even when it's like, Clary's gone. Like, do you really care? Do you really care that Clary's gone? Do you really care that she's found? I don't know. But
he cares because Chase cares.
Chase,
what did I say?
Chase,
what did I say?
Chase.
Girl, it's a long day.
Yeah, I get you.
I'm like, who's Chase?
I'm like, we haven't met that character, have we?
That's Clace.
Yes.
That's where you got it.
Chase.
With a J. He cares because Jace cares. You know, they're so connected.
Right.
So, like, he cares because his brother cares.
Are they in a way connected? Like, I mean, the Parabatai bond is different than the way Clary is connected to Jonathan. But in a way, it's like somewhat, I think it's more with their emotions. So I guess that they're connected.
Right. Yeah. And then they definitely, I mean, you know, when Jace died, Alec felt it. Mm-hmm. It's a little different because now Clary can stab herself in the leg.
Yes.
And literally Jonathan starts bleeding.
Yes. And crazy. We are going to get into that and so much more. But before we go there, we have some stuff at AfterBuzz we'd like to share with you guys.
Yes. You guys, before we move on to the next topic, we just wanted to say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And for us to continue to grow, we really could use your help. Now, if you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us that 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. We love hearing from you guys, reading through your comments, interacting with you guys all week leading up to the show. But being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep on enjoying our show, Shadow Squad.
Yes, and we all have tons of other shows that we love to do here, so please follow us and watch all of them.
Can I give some shout-outs to people in the chat?
Please.
We have Sarah Baker, Billie Jean Girl, Alsha Brown, Florina, December. Welcome to everyone who is in the chat.
Yes, we love it. Shout-out to Florina. Our special girl.
She's amazing. She's been here from season one, episode one.
I know. Such a big supporter.
Yes.
Oh, and Eleanor also.
Hello, Eleanor. Well, next I want to talk about one of my favorite parts of the episode also, which was the Simon and Izzy of it all. And I'm really proud because I watched it twice. Second time I was like, all right, let me get these facts down. Because I'm like, we're rewriting the Bible here.
Right.
I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things when, mythological lore ties into biblical things, which is a weird thing for me to say. It's the idea that Cain was forced by Lilith and then became a vampire. It's great.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay, so breaking it down, Izzy goes with Simon to help find this dude that can get the mark of Cain out of his forehead. And so they're going in the suit, like, down underground, and they finally find him, and the marks of Cain, like, bounce off of each other, and they just shoot each other back.
Yeah.
And he goes, my dear boy, I am Kane.
And I was like,
a moment before I went, I wonder if he's Kane.
Really? You suspected it might be?
But just like right before I went, oh, that'd be interesting. Oh, he is!
Yeah. I was not expecting it at all. And I was like, that is such a cool storyline. Like you said, it's interesting to tie it together. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think it's interesting that Lilith was apparently maybe like the first woman rather than Eve. Because Adam was with her before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that is...
Well, that's what it is. Exactly. Yeah. But what we said last week, we were like, no new characters. I know where they're going to give us new characters. We're going to be super annoyed. I like this. However, I don't think he'll be back. I hope. But I actually was... very much enjoyed this guest starring role for this guy.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of this Kane. It's one of my favorite things in, I think it's Dracula 2000, where they tie in that Dracula is actually Judas. That's why vampires are afraid of silver. So, like, I really like this idea of tying vampires to biblical things. I know that's a very common thing, but it's always done in a clever and creative way. And this is no exception. Mm-hmm. So fun.
I think it's some of Shadowhunter's best work, personally. Mm-hmm. Like, coolest writing. So he says that Lilith, to get back at Adam for leaving her, having another family, mm-hmm. decides to kill his firstborn, which is Cain. And then basically she secretly gives him a curse to be a vampire, and he says, Lilith turned him against his brother, and they came to blows, and he hit him with a rock, and then killed him, and then fed on him.
Ugh.
And
that's what made him a daylighter.
That's what made him a daylighter, because of the
heavenly blood.
The heavenly blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, and basically, he's just been living underground. He tried to get it taken off by the Seelie Queen, but he was too afraid of death. And so now he just lives...
In the sewer. Just chilling.
Very sad man.
Because he's afraid to hurt people with it.
Which broke my heart. Because the fact that this is like a twist where he wasn't just jealously trying to kill his brother, that he was almost he was forced into it. And then whenever he was talking to Simon about it and he was crying, I was like, this guy is an incredible actor.
Yes.
Oh, I loved it. I felt so much for this character.
The chat is discussing what he looks like if he had a shave and a haircut.
Is he a sexy actor? I wonder what he really looks like. Because
somebody
I bet you
look
he's hot.
Because everyone's decided that he probably is.
He had some really nice eyes.
I was too busy thinking, being real selfish, and going, I would keep the mark.
I understand
that the fear is, right, that Simon was afraid that, like, people he loved. And I was like, why are people you love attacking you, though?
Yeah.
Like,
first
that's
question.
My, yeah, thank you. I would keep it. But,
well,
you know, I don't have a lot of people that I love. So.
You're like, just keep it on.
I wish, and we're not going to get into Claire yet, but like, I just wish that we could have gotten Simon the memo. You know, you didn't kill her; she's alive somewhere. We're going to find her, but like, stop carrying this guilt around with you.
But also, like, she knew. Let's say he did. She knew that was the plan. He saved the world in his mind. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if they had died, he saved the world. Yeah. No offense, you sacrificed your best friend, that sucks. But you saved the world.
Reminds me of Heroes, you just keep on saving. That's like, save the world.
Yeah, save the cheerleader, save the world.
Exactly. So, you know, don't save the artist, though. Like, don't save the Shadow Hunter. But no, he just feels so much guilt, but he decides he's willing to risk it all and go to the Seelie Court to talk to the Seelie Queen and see what she can do there. Shout out to this short scene with Meliorn. Did you guys pick up on the fact that he was, like, offering a threesome?
Right.
Do you think I'd miss that?
Yeah. Yell, did you get that?
Yeah. No, I was like, yeah, let's do that.
The first time around, I was like, I didn't pick up on it.
Really? No. I was like, wait, did he just... he did. Okay.
Billie Jean Girl says, our actor is Pasha Ebrahimi. Based on that name, I'm assuming he is tall, dark, and handsome.
Yes.
Also, we're being asked if we have read the books, and we have not read the books, but we will soon be having someone joining us to help us out and see the differences between the book and the show.
Yes.
Which will be exciting.
We love you guys. We know you guys, a lot of you that's been with us for a long time. We've chosen not to read the books to be fresh.
Oh, we got a picture of him? We pulled him
up? Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm. Pasha Ebrahimi,
please. I knew it.
Yes. Yep.
He doesn't look anything like Cain.
No. Well, you know, I would think that was a young, hot Cain. Like, flashback, I could see that.
Flashback.
Yeah.
I'm all about this.
You have some new fans. So, they go down there, and the Seelie Queen, he has the rock that Cain gives him, the you know, The Rock. The one that killed his brother. Well, I guess he killed his brother by, you know, sucking his blood as well. I don't know.
The Rock.
The lines are the blurred. Rock. The gray, you know, it's a lot.
And Simon's just willing to risk it all. He kind of floats up. He's like, ooh, I feel hot. And then, you know, menopause. No,
yeah. Hot flash 101.
Love yes. It.
He almost dies and he needs to feed. And the only person there that can really give her his blood is Izzy, who, you know, Yinfin addict. Yinfin.
First of all, Celia Queen knew what she was doing. I love them. They're so great. Also, that manipulation, I'm here for it. I'm also not here for it.
Devious.
I
love both of it.
I want to live down there, though.
Yeah, seriously. I believe full-heartedly that she knew exactly where they were heading and that they were doing this to Izzy. But I also, I don't know that she needed to give him so much. He was waking up. She could have taken him out. Like, I think there was a way to make it better. Also, I'm going to say something. I used to be all about Sizzy. All about it. But ever since Maya became so much more part of their life, I don't want it to happen now.
Really?
Oh, I'm over, what is it, Saya? Over that.
I mean, I don't think I'm quite over it. I really enjoyed it. I was more for Simon and Clary. But it's hard because I feel like Izzy, yeah, you're right. She should have stopped and she should have known when she had to quit. But she is like a recovering addict in a sense. So right. I feel like I'm a little sad that their relationship is going to start off of, you know, that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it's going to be really hard for her to want anything else with him. She's going to romantically kind of fling herself into something like she did with Raphael.
Right.
Because of the addiction.
No.
I don't know. I just hope that they clear that up quick. She did an incredible, honorable thing by helping him out so he could live. But I just want to see her be able to put that behind her and have a normal, healthy relationship with him and not make it about that transfer of...
Well, I just like to remind everyone about all of the vampire shows and movies that we all love. It usually starts with one, like, you know, with someone drinking someone's blood, and then they're connected, and we're able to accept that.
Okay.
You know, Vampire Diaries, there was a lot of that, and there was a very blurred line there, and True Blood, Twilight. So I think that's where this is going.
Okay.
So Alsha Brown says, I really hope that Izzy and Simon don't end up in a dependent relationship. Yep. They deserve real love. And I agree.
Exactly.
I know. We're going to have to find a good medium because she did have this moment of bliss. You saw.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting high.
She laid her head on his. That was a beautiful scene, though.
Yes.
And the flowers and the petals. Oh, my gosh. Gorgeous, and I thought that was just cinematic masterpiece.
Every time we're in the Sealy Court, I'm like, yeah, this place is pretty.
You can see how people get trapped down there because they're just mesmerized.
Yeah. I just would like my bed in there all the time, you know, and I just like, where's the Netflix? And right. I would be good. And shout out to Jade Hasune. He's a friend of the show.
Yes.
And he's been on here, and I actually did a really fun article with him. I'll put on my Twitter again, and he tells a lot about the Shadow World.
I'm so glad that he was back.
Mm.
I was like, he was such an interesting character and so fun. And then I feel like we left him by the wayside. So it was nice to see him again before we wrap it up.
Yes. I know. I hope we see him at least one or two more times because I love seeing his scenes. And I feel like you're right. There hasn't been as many. And I think he adds a lot to the show.
Also, yes. I hope he gets that threesome.
I know. Definitely. There'll be a lot of crystals around and flowers. It'll be beautiful.
Yep.
Well, Luke and Jace finally realizes that Luke was right. I don't really understand, quite frankly, how Jace came to this conclusion. He's like, I just figured it out and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And you are right. They put him somewhere else. And so then they go on this mission. Question, don't be angry with me, anybody, but how did they just take a plane to Siberia? None of them
No, there was a portal.
Oh, there. Where is the portal?
They made a portal. Did you not see the portal when they jumped out in Siberia?
No. They were like, ugh.
They like landed. There's a portal.
But
there's
a portal. Who put him through the portal?
I'm sure somebody helped them portal.
Well, that's what I want to know. They don't have powers to do that themselves. Who did it?
I mean, maybe the rune that Clary makes because she can make her own portals.
Oh, okay.
So maybe they learned that rune.
Okay, true. I forgot. You know, it's been a while, guys.
I got you.
A little rusty. And so they go and they see Clary's footsteps and her hair. And someone must have taken her, but she's not there. and then they go back and
are there no gingers in Siberia?
Yeah. Jace goes, this is Clary's. I'm like, oh, you know that hair a little too.
At least smell it. You know what I mean? Like, that could be a tiger. Yeah, like, I don't know what they have in Siberia. Like,
that's true. Herbal essences over here. He's like, I know the shampoo.
Great.
But, yeah, no, they just knew it was her. Yeah. And then, meanwhile, which is at the beginning of the episode, Clary and Jonathan, he takes her to Paris. They do a little shake of the house. I love that. It's like a snow globe. Mm-hmm. It'd be so cool if a snow globe, every time you shook it, you were in a different city.
That would be amazing. Talk about vacationing all the time. Ooh, Luke is a werewolf, though, so he could probably sniff the hair and know it's hers.
Right, but he didn't.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
No one smelled the hair. Smell the hair!
Hashtag smell the hair. Yes. Anyway, sorry, move on.
I completely agree. So we're in Paris, and Clary's playing the game. Do you guys think at any moment ever with Jonathan she feels a bit of guilt or like is connecting with him on some level?
It's like a blurred line because sometimes I think she really is kind of thinking, oh, well, maybe he's not half that bad. But then you can see in her eyes her like devious plans of like, well, if I play along and use him, then I can get what I want. But I definitely felt some weird sexual tension there, which was weird.
Not again.
Yes, 100% there's this weird tension between them that's, I have brothers. That's not how you behave.
No.
So that's weird, and I hope that there's an explanation. But I will say, I think that she is clearly trying to convince him that she's not running away, but any chance she gets, she's trying to escape.
Right.
And the issue is that he's not physically hurting her or restraining her at this time. Go with it. Earn his trust. Mm. It's like she's, when they're sitting at the cafe and she's like, go get the check. I'll be right here. And I was like, yes, sit there. Show him that he can trust you.
Mm-hmm. That's what did it.
And that's how she got her chance. But then she keeps ruining it.
Well, yeah. And that was only by chance because she was going to grab the phone
right.
and screw everything over. So the fact that that was just by pure luck, like, oh, okay, well, maybe because I didn't run away this time, next time he'll believe me.
But she keeps, every time, she keeps trying. And so I feel like she's not, I'm not saying there's a right way to deal with your kidnapper, but it's definitely not what you're doing.
Yeah. Earn their trust.
Watch
well, that
any Lifetime
so bad,
movie, but, you know?
Yeah.
It'll definitely. Teach you. So, basically, Clary and Jonathan, they're exploring the city. She's gaining his trust. And then she comes across another shadow hunter, just so happened to
randomly.
Be walking the streets of Paris.
Well, and, handsome shadow hunter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, five lines, but, like, I liked him. Again,
and all in French.
Yes. She steals.
She's dead.
Sorry, I know. Dead. Exactly. She's dead. It's like, hello. I mean, people wear wigs. Yeah. So annoying.
I know. I love it. It was like a total Hannah Montana best of both worlds moment where she's just like,
yep.
That
I'm Hannah Montana.
Mixed with The Craft. You've never
no,
seen
No, I haven't
craft.
Seen that.
Child.
There's a really epic scene in The Craft where she shakes her head and she turns her hair from one color to the other. So that's what happens because she steals this guy's stelae and then he goes looking for it and all of a sudden, you know, oh, stolen stelae. Do I am I staying stelae? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I understood.
Stelae?
Yeah. What I recall is, didn't they used to be like a crystal on a stick and now they look like a stylus for your phone?
Adaptation.
Stelae has evolved.
I like it. I like what they're doing. I like that they're like, we're modernizing. Everyone has.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one will question it. It looks like a stylus.
Right.
Yes. It's just like, call 911 on the stelae, you know. So she takes it to try to call her friends and family. And he takes her. Meanwhile, Jonathan is killing some demon who owns this antique shop, and there is this sword that he is after. What do you guys think that it's for?
Honestly, I have no idea. I feel like it's something similar to what Valentine was trying to cook up, and I'm over here like, we did that. Let's move on and do something else. But who knows exactly what he's doing? I feel like it's only natural to be like, he's trying to take over the world or like kill the Downworlders.
Well, I thought it was the opposite of what Valentine was doing.
Really?
Because Valentine wanted to wipe out the Downworlders, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought he was trying to not wipe them out, but like empower them to live amongst everyone else.
Ooh.
I could see that. And kill the Shadowhunter?
No, and kill... maybe kill the Shadowhunters. Maybe end the Shadowhunter institutes and their structure.
I think maybe it's to kill everyone that's not down with being bad. Because there's plenty of Downworlders that are bad.
But he wants to be good. Killing that guy felt so good.
He does, but guys, again,
I don't think
why
he understands what good is.
No,
why the changing not. Scene? Why the scene where he's staring at Clary's like boo-boos?
She boo-boos. She did kind of look over at him though, and her she kind of looked over at him with the abs.
What are you doing?
No, did you see when she passed by him? Oh. She kind of looked at his body a little bit, but then whenever he like totally checked out her, as Sam would say, boo-boos, she like backed up, like, oh hell no.
Alsha Brown says that maybe he wants to rule hell. Florina says, I know what it's for because it's in the books. Eleanor says the sword opens the gates to hell.
Ooh. Well, and also, you know, guys, sometimes those of you guys that have read the books, people get pissed at us when we give them too many details. So don't be mad at us that we don't know. I'm not saying you are, but but I do wish I knew and I could tell you guys. But
I bet it's better we don't know. We'll find out what the show does, whether it's different or the same.
So they Jace and Luke and Alec all go to Perry.
Yes.
For a fun little vacay.
I love the way that this happens. I like that because she stole his stylus, magic stylus, that they knew that she was there, which is great. She got her message out.
She really did. Smart.
Smart. And
Season one, Clary would never know how to do that.
That's true. I wish she'd done her own, the runes she was doing this to get the message out. I was like, go faster. You don't have time for this.
And like, go into a corner. Well, I guess she had to be seen.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, under her jacket or something.
Right.
I don't know. It's just like, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
But I like that they showed up, and I like that she explained. One of my biggest pet peeves on a show is when people don't use their words and explain things. So if she were to be like, no, don't, to hurt Jonathan, but not explain that it's because if you hurt him, it hurts her.
Right.
So her being like, no, if you hurt him, it hurts me.
Yes.
Great.
Good. I was like, conveying information. Thank you so much. Let's really, yeah. I
exactly. love that. But then after that, still, it was weird. After he ran away, they didn't run to her right away.
It's, they tried to, Luke and Alec tried to run after him, and then Jace just, came to her.
Yeah, but then it was just like, oh my God, Clary. Like, did you guys not feel that there was this
There
pause?
Was a weird delay.
There was a delay.
Okay.
Yeah. Whenever she stabbed herself in the leg, though, was that purely just to get him to, like, run off because, because he had... Had his leg stabbed too, they could run after him and grab him because he was injured.
I think it was to distract, to disarm,
okay,
and maybe to, if he fled, for them to chase.
Yep.
And does she just like heal up quickly afterwards?
No, Jace ruins her.
Healing.
On the neck.
Healing
on the neck.
That's right, that's right.
Sexiest
the neck, the back, the, yeah.
my favorite is Izzy's.
Yes.
I like that one.
Beautiful.
Well, we see Jace and Clary Clace reunite. They have the Eiffel Tower in the background. They kiss. And when was the last time we saw them kiss and embrace?
A while.
Because he's had other people in his body.
He was the owl.
He's had other people in his body.
Yeah, he was the owl. He had the demon in him.
How does that work?
He's had several demons.
Let me tell you how that works.
After the show.
After the show. Thank you.
So it's really nice and beautiful. I mean, I kind of wanted Luke to be like, oh, my girl. But
yeah, you can't be like, my daughter's dead and my daughter's missing. And then she's alive.
Yeah.
You're saving her. And he's like, sup?
That was weird.
Girl,
that
that's
was
your
very
daughter,
weird.
He said.
Because he was like full on freak out mode only like the day before. And now he's just like, nice to see you.
Yeah, he's like, I guess I can shave again now.
I guess he went into, like, werewolf Shadowhunter mode.
Yeah. Yes. And he's worried about finding Jonathan. That's in his mind right now. He's like, great, we have Clary back. Jace is dealing with her. Let me try to figure out what's the next move.
Alec could care less. He just wants to get the problem.
Yeah.
He's like, let me go back to Magnus.
Let's fix this.
He's like, what up, Clary? Just one of those people that's like, I don't hate you. I just don't know how to express emotion very well.
He expresses emotion to his love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to him.
And it's hard for him to do that, too.
So beautiful.
It is. Well, then we see Jonathan go back to the house and have some shaky breakdown.
Yeah.
And where is he going?
That was creepy.
We don't know. His eyes turn black and he's just a lonely, sad child deep down.
Yep, that sounds right.
I do feel sorry for him. And I know we talked about this last week, but it is hard because he has done so much awful things. But then at the same time, I feel like he's just this kid who's just, you know, got the wrong toys as a kid. You know, and he's just acting out and he's following what he knows or what he thinks. But we see moments of purity in him, if that makes sense.
I would have liked if he keeps saying he wants to be good. He wants to be, he understood what it was like to have the, you know, the family together. And then he wants to be part of that. And if he had not killed the shop owner and only killed the guy because he thought that he was hurting Clary, I would have been like, oh, he's trying to redeem himself. But it feels like he thinks he's trying to redeem himself, but he's not.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish it would have been, I think, for, as an audience member, it would have been much more interesting if he's, like, doing the right things, trying to show that he's good, and they're still like, nah, you're evil and terrible.
Right.
Yeah. And also, honorable mention, I did skip over this, the part about where he explains Sebastian, which for non-book readers, you know, I appreciated, talking about how he met him. And it was a nice story. And then Clary's like, yeah, but you literally just destroyed him, killed him.
Right.
And it's not that sad of a story because of what you did.
Yeah. I feel like the same way that Clary is manipulative and tries to get Jonathan to do what she wants, I feel like there are times where he does that to her. He's trying to appeal to her and make her believe that he is innocent, and then she checked him real quick with that that's not a cute story, bro.
And I also just gotta say, you know, I really hope Kat McNamara gets some huge, beautiful, like, shampoo commercial after this.
She will.
You know, for, like, L'Oreal or something.
Yes.
I mean, so funny. Her hair was always amazing. Well, unless there's anything that I missed that you guys remember, I just want to remind you guys we're also on iTunes. We love hearing your feedback. It's super helpful for us. If you give us 5 stars on iTunes, comment. We always, always read them. We'll do a little roundup at the end of the season for those of you guys that comment on iTunes. So thank you so much for doing that. Next, we are going to get up to our special segment, which, Yael, I apologize we didn't tell you about, but I'm sure you can come up with something.
That's fine. I'm ready.
Skippity quick. It is the best stunt of the week, whether that was, you know, massive blood fall, fighting, anything like that. Why don't you start us off, Dakota?
I have to say, I think the Mark of Cain, like battle was incredible. I loved that. And then I also loved seeing, like, Simon up in the air removing the mark. I felt like he did a great job with that.
Those are really good ones.
Yeah.
I am going to go back to just the Malik training.
Oh.
That was a stunt in itself.
I liked seeing them train. It reminded me a lot of, we've seen a lot of Jace and Clary do it. And so it was really nice to see other couples do it too.
Sexual tension, except they're like, screw this tension.
Literally.
Yeah. I love that too. I wonder, because I know a lot of these actors are like, we want to do our own stunts, our own fighting, and they have so much training. So I'm curious to know how much of that was perhaps them, because I bet that they really did try to, like, train for that scene.
Right.
I really enjoyed, you know, I'm just being a girl right now, and I've mentioned it 10 million times, the Clary hair flip, you know, the hair reveal. I loved that. I also really liked the end when Jonathan is having a massive breakdown, shaking an entire, like, traveling somewhere, his eyes were black. I really, really liked that. So let us know what you guys think was the best stunt of the week in the comments below or in the chat. Next, we have some news and gossip
for
you.
TV news.
Okay, so as Shadowhunters fans know, Shadowhunters fans are intense, which is great and super loyal. So they've crowdfunded new billboards in several cities across the world. We have Hollywood, Tokyo, New York. There were 2 billboards at the Oscars red carpet. We have photo. Neither Freeform nor Netflix seem to have commented on this movement, which is incredibly frustrating.
That is.
Who has the money? Who's paying for these?
Fans!
I know, so, but which ones?
I think it's through fan accounts like at Basic Shadowhunter Stuff are striving to keep the show alive. I know that there are a lot of amazing communities on the internet who are doing it, and fans may like to know that the cast at least appreciates it. Freeform and Netflix may not be saying anything, but the cast appreciates you. Last week, they unveiled a bench in Central Park So here we have some cast members. And if you look up close, it says, a seat for every person, creature, and legend to share love, acceptance, and equality. Love, Shadowhunters family, / Freeform.
Wow. Oh,
it's the most beautiful message. It's like the most Shadowhunters message. So it's really awesome.
That's beautiful.
But it said / Freeform. Does that
it's from the Shadowhunters cast and Freeform.
Oh, so they bought the bench.
Yeah, this bench is from the cast and Freeform to the fans.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna need more than a bench. I'm sorry. I love the bench.
But the bench is in it's in real New York, not Toronto, which they make New York.
That's
I like it.
Central Park.
It's nice. I appreciate that. But like let's bring a season 4, well, instead of just a bench.
Next time I go to New York, I'm definitely taking a picture in front of that bench.
So we have different love for the Malik training scene. As people's favorite thing, people are agreeing with me. Yeah.
She's like, that's all I have to say, because that's the most
important. No, I thought there was like,
people agree with me.
People were agreeing
just
with
just wanted
me.
To put that out there.
Like I said, if I think it's interesting.
Right.
Well, next, let's get into some predictions, you guys.
Yay!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Since you're so excited about it, Yael, why don't you start us off?
Okay. I think Sizzy is definitely going to become a thing, which I'm not excited about.
Really?
Look, they have to get me back into it. I was super into it a few seasons ago, and I remember being like, yes, this has to be a thing. Mm-hmm. And then I guess Maya really won me over for Simon, and so I really like them together. I hope that between now and the end, Clace is solid, because it's been a lot of... first we're siblings, and then the owl, and then possession, and then this and that.
Turmoil, so, confusion.
Yeah, she's dead, she's missing. I really would like them to be solid for the rest of it, because there's so much other drama going on. That's not what we need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get it. They're together.
I feel like you recap the past 3 seasons just like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, and on that note, I want to say this is kind of a far-fetched prediction, but I think it's like an over arc type
of
a thing.
Bring it on.
I think that by the end of the episode, the end of the series, I think that Simon is going to die, which I hate to say this, but I think that it's ironic that he's removing this mark that makes him, you know, invincible.
Mm.
And I feel like at the end of the day, something's going to happen in the end where he has to sacrifice himself, or something goes on and he dies. And then they're all going to be like, oh man, if he only wouldn't have removed that mark, he would have been alive and we could have still had him.
Interesting.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, that's interesting. Also, another shameless plug. I interviewed Alberto for a company that I work for outside that's online, a website, an article that I wrote. And he said, even if it does come back, he was the only one that wasn't really super amped to be a part of it. He was kind of just
really?
Like, we've moved on, and it would have to be the right role. But I mean, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Yes.
I feel like if that were to happen, I'd want him to become human first,
yes.
Not him be killed as a vampire.
Okay.
Agreed. I don't want it to happen. I actually don't really think it's going to happen, but I see.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it's interesting that you think it would be interesting.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that.
It's
I appreciate
that you
it.
You think it'd be interesting that he'd think it, that I think.
Exactly.
Right.
So I also think we're going to have, and I predicted this last week, I think, a really sexy, steamy Clace love scene where nobody comes in and bothers them, and they're just able to enjoy themselves, and then we're going to be able to enjoy the appropriate parts of it that we can watch on Freeform.
I love that prediction. I
feel
think
like we'll
it's
see
great.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's about damn time. And Izzy, Simon, yes, everyone's going to be like, what happened there? Mm. And we're all going to be coupled up, but yes, there is going to be tragedy. We know this. I think one of our core six people, I think one will die.
You don't think they'll all survive?
I do not.
No, absolutely not. Someone's going to die.
Tis not how a show ends.
Tisn't.
I also think Luke and
oh, of course,
Mama.
Luke and Mama.
Yeah, Mama.
Who's Mama?
Who's Mama?
Jocelyn.
They'll
no.
Be, what?
No, no. Lightwood Mama. I forgot her name.
Oh yes. Was it
Maris?
Marisol?
No.
Maris.
Maris.
Yeah. It's a fancy name.
Yes, Maris.
I want it.
Yes.
I want him. Look, he just, this poor man.
There was chemistry between them as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They're making us want that, and I do.
You know, and to be honest, after I interviewed the EPs as well, which we talked about last week, they said that this isn't a full goodbye. I think they're going to leave some things open, which is what they said. So I have the feeling maybe not that many people will die.
Yep.
It's not going to be a huge massacre because there is so much fandom to keep the show alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we saw a little bit clip in the preview for next week about Maya trying to challenge to be the alpha now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be.
And Jordan awful. Kyle will be back.
Yep.
Next week?
No, but I think it's going to be about mid episodes for this.
Sarah Baker in the chat says Return of Jordan Kyle.
Yep.
Chai's the best.
We love him. Cool. We cannot wait for that. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, review, subscribe. We love hearing from you. And where can everyone find you on social media?
I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTyGIEL. I do not have any other after shows right now, but I am trying to, when I remember, stream at twitch.tv/YaelTeagle, YaelTyGIEL.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm doing Freeform's Good Trouble after show, and we are interviewing one of the cast members, so stay tuned for that.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43, Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. I am also on the Riverdale After Show, which we'll be doing tomorrow, and Legacies. I have a type. Guess what? It's Supernatural Things. Love you guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.